Welcome to a podcast by Different Voice, a place where we challenge the narratives and where all your opinions matter. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to my show, Different Voice. It's actually so great to be able to speak out, to speak with you. I'm just having a lot of fun right now. And I'm doing this podcast, you know, I'm on social media as well, just to have that digital space to challenge the narrative, to challenge the main narratives that are being pushed on us, on society as a whole. And, you know, it's just a place where my voice matters and your voice matters, and where we don't need to be worried about being shunned or excluded or being told that we're not able to engage in, you know, conversations because of whatever reasons, because a group will be offended and so on and so forth. So here is just a place that I can just be me, be free, talk, share your opinions as well. And yeah, it's just the most amazing and liberating feeling ever. So yeah, this is me. Today is like an intro, but also we're going to talk a bit about immigration and how I want to do my podcasts. You know, it might change the format, but as of now, you know, what I would really like is to have my main topic, but to also share your opinions, to share things that you say, to share things that you think. I am not afraid to speak. Yeah, sometimes I get backlash. It's not the most pleasant thing. I will be lying if I said I didn't care. Of course I care. Sometimes it's a human being, but it doesn't bother me in the sense of I'm going to allow it to change how I think and how I feel. But I know many of you who listen to me, who are connected with me, you don't feel so free to speak. You don't feel so free to talk about things that you feel that you want to say. You know, I've had hundreds of conversations now with many of you that feel that way, even within your own circles, even within your own families. And that's really a shame. So I want to be your voice. I want to speak for you. And as I mentioned earlier, if you are with me on social media, I basically just like to ask questions. I like to get in my followers' heads, and I like to share what they think, whether it's in line with what I think or not. That's secondary. My primary reason is just to keep that conversation flowing and that conversation going. So that will be the format of it. You know, I have my main topic, I share your opinions, your views, and then as we go along, I also give my two cents, as they say over in the US. So, let's get into it. Immigration. So, there's no particular reason why this is going to be the first topic I choose to talk about in my podcast. It's just literally one of the last sort of conversations I've had on social media where I've been getting a lot of people's feedback. So, I'm just literally going for it. So, basically, it started, I saw someone I'm following who's, you know, very insightful, and he was speaking about immigration, and, you know, he was basically explaining that, you know, it's one thing, you know, especially with all the anti-Asian, you know, rhetoric going on now. So now, you know, before everyone hated black people, now everyone hates Asians, kind of thing. So then there's this new wave of virtual signaling going on. So he was kind of explaining that, you know, it's one thing to be, you know, doing all the stop Asian hate, which is cool, no problem. But what he was saying is that when you go to some of these countries, you know, here let me talk about the UK. We want to accommodate for all cultures and all races. We want to make sure that everyone feels included and feels comfortable. But if you go to some of these countries, they're not as forgiving or as accommodating, you know, when you don't fit in line with that, their culture. You know, in some few cases, you know, they can be quite brutal. You know, they're very, as I mentioned, unforgiving, you know, but we here in the UK, we like to be inclusive. We like to promote, you know, multiculturalism, and that's great. But then there's a limit, you know, because then what happens is that if you over accommodate for other cultures, then what about your culture? You lose yours, as we are seeing is happening, if not has happened completely, in terms of British people are losing their national identity, their national culture. But I just think there needs to be a balance. So I asked people on Instagram their opinions. Now, before I talk, just do a few, pick out a few and talk about it, I want to be clear. I do not have anything against immigrants. I am an immigrant, for one, so that wouldn't make sense. I don't have anything against myself, but I just think sometimes the way, you know, it's over the top, you know, everything is about immigrants and what we can do to have more immigrants and more immigration and so on and so forth. And like I said, there just needs to be a balance, you know. And another point is, many people come to this country to hate this country. Many people hate Britain. Many people that are not from here hate the United Kingdom. You know, many hate America. Death to America was what I was hearing a few months ago. Burn down the system and all things like that. And they're not, you know, the word system is just, you know, a cover up for burn down the country and everything the country stands for. That's how I interpret it as. Britain is not perfect. Which country is? I don't want to burn down, you know, the system of a country. That's why I came to this country. That's why I left my country to come here, because there was obviously something I found good here, or I found that I could have or do here that I couldn't, for whatever reason, do in my country. And then now I want to burn that down. So it doesn't make sense to me, really. You know, I didn't come to Britain to hate this country. It's not my mindset. If I came here to hate here, I wouldn't be here. It's literally as simple as that. And I always say, and I got this from my uncle, you know, if I'm having so much energy to try and change all the systems in this country, why don't I use that same energy to change the systems in the place I was born, in the place that I came from? It doesn't make sense to me, you know. And many of you that have followed me, you're probably bored of this analogy by now, but I don't mind. I'll repeat it, especially for anyone listening to me that's new. Two houses. I have mine, you have yours, right? I bought mine, you bought yours. But for some reason, I didn't like my house, so I come over to live in your house with your permission. But instead of enjoying my life, enjoying my time, enjoying your place, what do? I complain, I moan, and I constantly go on about how your home is not as accommodating for me as I want. It's not accommodating enough, you know? And all the improvements that you need to make immediately, by the way, it's always immediate, to make sure that I'm fully happy, satisfied, and comfortable in your home. So, again, if I have all these suggestions, why didn't I make these improvements in my own home? Because that's what the other person's going to think. I'm fine here, so if you don't like here, no problem at all. In fact, I can even agree with you with all the things that need to be changed, but I'm okay. Why don't you go to your home and make those changes in your home, so you don't need to come in my home? So that's why, you know, I want to talk about assimilation, you know. And I asked you guys, you know, should immigrants and people who come to this country assimilate into the country's culture, you know, and how much should they assimilate? And I like some of the responses, so I'm going to read some and then we'll go through it. I won't read everything. I will read a few and then we can just go through a bit. Now, first of all, let me pick this point. So someone wrote, assimilation basically means giving up on your culture and fully adapting and accepting the culture in the country you now reside in. Now, to that I say, assimilation to me is not that. You don't need to fully give up your culture. You just need to adopt the new culture as well, whether that is partially or completely, but you have to adopt the new culture so that you can navigate, you know, peaceably with the people you are residing with. So, for example, myself, I am full-blooded Nigerian. My culture is still embedded in me. I have not given up my culture, nor do I want to, but I have fully adopted the British culture to the point that I can live here peaceably with people and I can live in Nigeria peaceably with people. Does that make sense? So it doesn't mean giving up one for the other. It just means being able to at least appreciate, you know, the new culture, because at the end of the day, you came to them. You are the one that came here to this country. So the least you can do is try to adapt, you know, and respect the new ways, the new forms, the new mannerisms, and so on and so forth. And another person wrote, don't bring to the country that you migrated in your bad habits that you had in your own country that meant that you left your country to come here. So if you worked hard in your country, don't come here and try and depend on the government. And I completely agree with that. I hear this all the time. So many stories. When I was in my country, you know, I would work from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Then I'd look after my family and things and that, like that. But then they come here and it's constant. Well, the government doesn't provide for me, so they're racist. So why was it okay to work night and day to grind in your country, but then you come to the UK, you go to the US, and then the government has to take care of you unless they're racist? Well, why didn't your government take care of you then? I like this one. If someone moves to a new country, there must be a reason they want to be there. Why wouldn't they embrace the new country as their new home? Why would they complain that it's not enough like their own home? If they want things to be the way they are in their birth country, then the best guarantee of that experience will be to stay in their birth country. Going to a new place should be all about the newness of it all and working to become a part of that new life and new experience. It's great. And that's my point. And I will make this last point. I'm sure you know, you get the idea with all these responses. Very great responses, actually. But just with the last one, you know, when people say there's not enough this of our culture here, or there's not enough of that about our culture here, which, as I always say, that's a lie, especially with Britain and the US. It's such a multicultural nation, both of them. They are such multicultural nations, and we literally have everything of everyone's here, you know. And if you want so much of your things from your culture, then you need to stay in your culture, stay in your country. That's your guarantee. So yeah, it's just a quick-ish, you know, talk, just so that the talk doesn't need to stop here. You can share your own thoughts. You can send me a message on Instagram at differentvoicex. And yeah, the conversation doesn't need to stop. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. There's going to be a lot more of your views and your opinions of different kinds of topics, you know, raw and unfiltered, as they say. And I just want to make it clear, just because it's raw and unfiltered doesn't mean it's rude or, you know, sometimes people feel that to be raw, you have to be rude and say outrageous things. No, I'm just going to speak on a level with you, because that's what's needed. We don't need more outrageous and crazy things. We just need, nowadays people just want regular common sense conversation, you know, and for some reason that seems to be so hard nowadays to come by. If you like this podcast, please share it with your friends. Connect with me, as I said, and I will talk to you all soon. Take care.